Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 88 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, member of the Education Podcast Network, still coming to you from the ISTE conference. I think this is going to be the last recording that I do, and I'm so excited to bring Kelly Lane to you. Kelly, do you want to tell them real quick who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. I'm a tech integration specialist in Wilmette, Illinois for a K-8 district.
Excellent. Very good. And she was talking about something, a really neat app smash with an app that I hadn't known very much about, and you can kind of put it together with, you know what, I'm just going to turn it over to you. So tell us about the Post-it app that you've been using.
So I'm a really big fan of Post-it Plus. It is a free app. It comes for the iPad. It works so brilliantly. Basically, you can take your Post-it notes that you'd post on the classroom wall and even let them be ugly and crazy and scattered. You snap a photo of them, and then you push a little button, and it zaps them and organizes them, and then you can grab from them and pull them into different groupings. So think about all those activities we do with kids where we have them walk around and put things on posters. And then when you go to talk about them, kids can't really see. They're back in their seat. Well, now you could, you know, project your iPad and you could snap that photo and all the kids could see and participate in the pulling them out and regrouping them.
Yeah. It really is kind of like magic, isn't it? I mean, it's you put those Post-it notes on the wall, or you can do digital Post-it notes, which is kind of the direction we're going here. And you use that app and it grabs like scans of those Post-it notes, and then you can really move them around and manipulate them however you want in a digital space, which is so cool. And what you found out, which I thought was really cool, was that you don't even have to use Post-it notes per se, but just things that look like Post-it notes, right?
So I was realizing that as a tech coach that I was going through so many Post-it notes, and I decided one day to try drawing a colored square on the board, and sure enough, the app recognized that square just like a Post-it note. Yep. So then I took it a step further, and I was like, what if I, you know, made a square in Google Draw, and then I just copy, paste, and then I started to make different colors, so different things represent different colors, and so now you post that blank screen when people walk in, they can snap a picture of it, and then they can participate in the regrouping and writing what they want and drawing on them. And of course, inside the app, you can certainly make a Post-it note inside, but it's a little more tedious and you're doing one at a time. So if you're looking for a big brain dump, I would recommend just putting them all up on the board, let people snap a picture, and then just share it with the group.
Yeah. So, and what you said about that really clicked in my brain is that if you have all of these little squares, and you put them in a Google Drawing, and you put them up on a projector screen, then everybody can snap those. So like if there's 24 Post-it notes with 24 different things or words on them, everybody can use that Post-it app. They can snap a picture of all of those Post-its, and then they're able to manipulate and move those Post-its around in this digital space in the app. That's about it, right?
Absolutely, and now you've got everyone involved, because if you're starting to say categorize maybe character traits, you now let each kid kind of decide and then put them in small group and let them debate, like, why did you put it in this category? And no one is just sitting out while the teacher's at the front of the room showing one Post-it note at a time.
Right, exactly. Oh, man. My brain is literally spinning with all of the ways that you can use this in the classroom with professional development. So if you are a lover of Post-it notes and you want to incorporate moving them around and doing activities with them, this digital option it's really efficient, and it makes it really, really easy to organize them and get students and teachers involved in it. So I'm so glad that you've shared this. If people want to connect with you or ask you more questions about it or whatever, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Oh, I'd love for you to find me on Twitter. It's at Kelly Upgraded, and I'm Kelly with an I, K-E-L-L-I Upgraded.
Awesome. Very good. Thank you so much.
Cheers. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.